Oh, thanks for the waves. Cross space and time. All right. Hi. Thank you, William, the invitation. And this I've known about this and it snuck up on me. Right? Yeah. And as I've been sort of contemplating what to share with you all this morning, I'm still, learning the culture and the etiquette of these conversations. And so I hope I'm not doing anything faux pas by what I want to share with you this morning, which is my experience, a little bit about my experience of working with my first koan properly. But I thought, Sangha is one of the pieces here. So I'm hoping that there's something that reminds you of your earlier experiences, and just felt like the contribution that wanted to come through me today. So I'm having a rather trippy experience right now. I had maybe, I don't know, time is weird. A bit, let's say 2 months maybe of well, let me back up. When I first started looking at this koan, I felt really confronted. It really like pushed up against me. And felt like really like a solid thing that was really like there was an intensity to it. And then I sort of went into a period of maybe 2 months that just felt sort of neutral. Not that nothing was happening. I had like trust that something was happening, but it felt very blank, I guess. And then this week, something just kind of moved. And and sort of opened up and through. And I'm having this feeling of threshold, that idea of gate, that like moving through something and this like opening up. And what is really the sort of felt sense, and I was trying to find these words, and then Sarah, of course, touched on them, and so now I've been like rolling these two words around, which are vastness and particularity, and like the visceral sensation of both of those kind of overlapping at the same time. And my prior experiences with vastness were not kind to me. They scared the shit out of me, frankly. And it was something I didn't really want to get close to. It snuck up on me a couple times from like when I was a child, on through, and it was like very terrifying to me. That kind of ungrounded, just infinite, vast kind of feeling. And also particularity in a way, like this sense of like getting so most narrow. I think I've spent a lot of time pushing away from two in my life. And this experience right now is like very, almost like a relief or comforting that I am able to approach this and be with it in a way that feels, the word tolerable almost came up, but it's more than that. It just feels like it sort of is. There's a isness, that's another word I'm adopting from this community to this. And this sort of started really more so on Monday, and I've been having this, I've just been feeling this now everywhere in my day, in my life. So a couple just examples. Well, one is this right now, just being on Zoom. Like, I have this feeling of like just this vastness of like your homes and your spaces, and it just like goes on and out, and also like see each of your little faces and my computer, and you know, and it's all just happening at once, and it feels really enjoyable. That's another part that's coming through this for me that Sarah supported me on, is just like that this is so enjoyable feeling in this way. I got a couple days ago, I had just a routine ultrasound, and I had these about every 6 months. But this time it felt like I wasn't even there for that. I was, but I wasn't. Like, it was a really enjoyable experience. It's like, oh, I get to be present with this tech. And it was just like really lovely. And, you know, I'm like, wow, she's like looking in my body right now. Like, how vast is that? Like, that's amazing. And I'm like in contact with this human that I've never met and may never meet again. And it was just like, I don't know. I got a night guard made. So yeah, that's attractive. Envision that. last night, it's only my second night using this, but as I was apparently, again, sort of like dreaming in this land of vastness and particularity and thresholds, I was like, what is this like in my mouth, this like resistance that's in my mouth? And I was like, oh, I'm just gonna like relax into it. And like, oh, it actually feels really lovely. It just gets to be part of my experience and is creating more ease for my mouth that woke up really happy this morning. So, you know, kind of humorous examples, but it's just the fabric of this feels different and keeps sort of opening up. It's like a really, yeah, just enjoyable experience. And I'm also been really curious about just the words themselves, like the koan as like representing something. I also feel today really reflected back. I like had this image of like seeing my reflection like in water and like feeling that reflective experience in working with this too. So side note, but the I think particularity or the words themselves, like I've never thought that much about poetry. I happened to, a friend of mine created an organization called the Good Listening Project. And so there's also a theme of listening here, because this project's all about being with people for like 15 minutes that are somehow related to healthcare, either a provider or patient or caregiver, and listening to anything that they want to talk about for those 15 minutes. And holding space for that, and then going and creating a poem for them based off of what they shared, and then giving that to them. And it's that way of really feeling someone in that moment, like a snapshot, to reflect back their experience, to like encapsulate the vastness of often difficult moments, and kind of hold that in these words as an offering. And there's a lot of research developing around this, and as a resiliency project for healthcare. But I'm part of the first cohort of that my friend is guided. So I've gotten to spend 8 weeks with these now new friends from US and a couple other countries, and sort of discover this project. But there's something yesterday that just like clicked for me around like the koan practice, and getting to be on the other side of that. I am not being grandiose here saying I'm writing koans by any means, of course, but just getting to be on the, it's almost like I'm having this visual of like turning the koan around to the other side of it, and getting to be on that side of creating and encapsulating a threshold and holding that for someone else, and offering that, which feels very special and related again to this sort of vastness and particularity, and also sharing in community. Those are my threads for this morning. I'd love to hear what you hear, and thank you.